Hey everyone, I'm Jake, and I'm doing the thing, and Jeremy's interrupting me like he always does. Always.
Damn it.
Always interrupting me. Just have a bunch of, just a blooper reel for first episode.
Man, let's not even do the intro. Let's just talk about the podcast.
All right.
So, me and you had a long conversation a while ago about Bigfoot.
Yep.
You know, we were sitting down, we were playing video games together, and man, I can't remember exactly how it came up. Do you remember? I can't quite remember. Oh, my gamer tag, right?
So you asked me what it meant. Woodbugger.
Woodbugger. You asked me what it meant, and I said, ha, funny story. It's a Appalachian Bigfoot. And I said, the people from the states in Appalachia refer to the Bigfoot as the Woodbugger. And you were like, you don't believe in that crap, do you?
I don't think I ever said that.
I think that's exactly what you said.
Yeah, I might have. That sounds like me. Never mind.
And I said, actually, I do. I've had an experience when I was younger, and I've been fascinated with the subject ever since. Ever since I found out what it was, because when I first had my experience, I didn't know what it was. I was still young, and I had zero idea of what I was looking at. One day, I stayed home from school, and I was watching an episode of UFO Files. And they did an episode where they referred to Bigfoot or Sasquatch. And when I saw the Patterson-Gimlin film on that episode, I knew exactly what I saw that day. And ever since that moment, I was like, wow, I seen something that's not normal. I seen something that's, you know, it's not supposed to be here. And for some reason, I just kind of got really obsessed with the subject of Bigfoot. For a very long time, I have had this urge to do something with it. I never really knew what I wanted to do. Eventually, I came up with the idea of doing a podcast. I fell in love with listening to podcasts on my way to work every day, and I thought, hey, you know what? It would be a really cool idea if I can sit down with somebody and talk about these subjects. And I never really found the person that matched my interest with it. You came along one day, and I told you the story. And you called BS on it.
Yep, that sounds like me too.
I just felt the need to conversate with you about it. I wanted you to test me and my knowledge on the subject about Bigfoot. And you came up with some really good questions. Some questions that I had to go and look up. Most of them I had some solid answers for. And it just started this string of conversations between the two of us. As these conversations got better and longer and more informative, I was like, man, I think this is the guy I need to do this podcast with. So here we are. We're 3 months into planning this podcast, and we're finally sitting down shooting our introductory episode.
That's it.
I just want to say thanks, man. Thanks for getting me here.
It's no problem. And you know, that it does sound a lot like me to say that, you know, you don't believe in that crap, do you? Or yeah, you're full of crap. I call BS on your story. That's just because I haven't experienced anything like this. I haven't had a Bigfoot experience. I might have seen a UFO at one point, but no alien encounters, no supernatural, nothing. But I do enjoy conversations like this. I enjoy, you know, we're playing Ark and we're just chatting for 2 hours about whatever, some sort of supernatural thing. As far as a podcast goes, I think that that's all great material. You know, I enjoyed hearing your story. I enjoyed the strange conversations, and I want more of that. And I want to be able to speak to other people about their experiences too. Because though I may have never had the same sort of things happen to me, it's really neat to be able to share that with someone else. And I want more of that.
Well, I can tell you that just having these conversations with you is that you may not want to admit it, but you're interested. And you get going, man. You get on a tangent and you just grab that phone and you start looking all this stuff up and you start spitting facts at me that I'm like, oh, man, he's pretty deep in there right now. And, you know, man, I think that my passion on the subject of strange activities and your passion to just absorb a ton of information about topics that you're interested in, I think that we can really take a podcast and make it something good, something that people are going to want to get involved in, something that people are going to want to listen to. And I think we can do it for quite a while. So I think that us doing this is a no-brainer. But I want to make sure that we involve all aspects of strange stories. I don't want it to just be about my Bigfoot story or about my sleep paralysis story. I want anybody with something strange to come out and say, I got something and you need to hear it. We're going to get them on the show and we're going to let them tell their story and we're going to ask them questions and we might even have follow-up episodes with them. You know, if people in the comment section want to come out and say, hey, you need to ask them about this and this and that, and we'll have them back on and we'll have them answer the questions from the fans.
Really, I just want us to interview people that have had any sort of a weird situation. Or maybe they know somebody that had a weird situation. And I don't mean just cryptids, yes, of course. Sleep disorders. I mean, everybody knows someone that drove to 7-Eleven in their sleep. But I want us to branch out a little bit. You know, I want us to talk about, and you know, I might not believe in it, but aliens, ghosts, let's go with strange natural phenomena. Really anything that's kind of out there.
So when you talk about strange natural phenomena, do you have an example?
So several years ago, I was reading this article, and I don't know where it was at, but the premise of the article was that there was this shack that was, the foundation wasn't even, it was built on a grade that no one could see how slanted the shack actually was. So when people were in here, someone would, say, stand a broom up on its bristles, like people do in, like, the grocery stores and stuff, just to trip people out. But this thing would be leaning at such a ridiculous angle that people thought there was something wrong with the gravity here. You know, what's going on? Is this, like, the Bermuda Triangle of abandoned shacks? It turns out the house was, or the shack was slanted. But that really stirred people up. They didn't know what to make of it. And so that's what I mean. Maybe something like that. Or, say, people dealing with loss of time. If there's a certain spot in, say, the mountains where several people have experienced, I start driving through this pass and then, yeah, I don't remember anything. Next thing I know, I'm waking up on the other side, realizing that either I just zoned out for the last 3 hours or something weird happened. And it only happens here. I wasn't tired prior, and now here I am on the other side. Things of that nature.
I've had a weird experience like that one time. I was actually on the phone with my wife coming home from work. But I do know the place that you're talking about. I've seen a documentary on it, or it was a part of a show. It's called Knott's Berry Farm. You're right, the grade is weird, and then the way that the trees are coming out of the ground, it gives you an optical illusion that you're leaning. And the whole shed is actually leaning too, but everything seems to be just perfect optic-wise to make you feel like you're sloped.
Right, weird. Yeah.
But yeah, no, absolutely. I think that we should definitely involve all that stuff. I think that's a great idea. We had run across an idea of having people write down their stories. If you don't want to come onto the show and tell us your stories, we want you to write your story down. We want to be able to read it. We still want your story.
Right.
We understand that some people just do not want their names out there. They do not want these kind of experiences tied to them, whether it be for professional reasons or social reasons. And that's perfectly fine. And if anybody ever wants to come onto the podcast and tell us their story, and they don't want to use their real name, but they would love to come on and have a conversation with us about their story, we can use aliases. We do not have to use your real name. We don't have to even know who you are. That's perfectly fine. We just want your story. We want to spread your experience and talk about it and start a conversation with everybody about your experience. Well, Jake, I think we've put enough information out there today. Mm-hmm. You know what we didn't do? Tell them what the name of the podcast was. What's the name of the podcast?
The name of the podcast is Infinite Rabbit Hole.
And how did you come up with that?
How did I come up with that? I didn't come up with that. You came up with that.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted you to say that.
In any case, how did we come up with Infinite Rabbit Hole? That was you, right?
I did come up with Infinite Rabbit Hole. Actually, it was a mixture of a couple of things. I came up with Infinite Rabbit Hole because I have been told by one person. I'm not going to put their name out there, but one person, I had a deep conversation about this kind of stuff, and we would repeatedly have conversations about it. They used to tell me that I was going down the rabbit hole. And when we were coming up with a name for this podcast, which is the hardest thing in the world, by the way, is naming your own project. It's just an awful process. I wanted to fit that in there. You know, I like the ties between the term rabbit hole and the whole Alice in Wonderland story, where she goes down into a completely strange world. I thought that was really something that connected with the topics that we wanted to cover. Infinite was literally just a descriptive word that I thought sounded good, and at the same time also stood for what we want to do, because I feel like we can literally have a conversation about some of this stuff that just never ends.
And infinite means that we can talk about anything. This That's rabbit true. Hole just keeps branching off into the next thing. Maybe it's not one conversation that just goes on forever, but we're going to talk about a Bigfoot, and maybe during that conversation we're going to start thinking about aliens and branch off into that, and chupacabras and branch off into that, and then Knott's Berry Farm and branch off into that.
And then if we end up talking about cookie recipes, I mean, it's infinite. We can just talk about anything we want, right?
Sky's the limit. That's right.
The podcast is about the strange, but doesn't mean we can't go and talk about other things too. I'm perfectly fine just chatting about everything.
Hey, look, if someone wants to come on and share with us their 200-year-old brownie recipe, I mean, yeah, let's do it. All right, Jeremy, I think it's time for us to wrap it up. For all of you out there, we are sincere, though. If you have any sort of a weird story that you want a platform to share it on, we would love to be that platform. You can reach us at facebook.com/infiniterabbithole or infiniterabbithole@gmail.com. Coming up, we have our very first interview. Jeremy has a good friend named Mike who believes that he had an experience with a Rougarou. Prior to that episode, we're going to have a pre-interview conversation where we're going to talk about it, see where we both stand on the topic, and kind of get in the mindset of listening to the story. What are we going to ask him? And then we're going to interview him in the same day. It should be a really cool interview. We're really looking forward to it, and we'd love it if you would join us on there. And just in case you didn't catch it, I'm Jake.
And I'm Jeremy, and we'll see you next time on Infinite Rabbit Hole.